This is Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and tonight on the Evening News, we're going to visit with author Randy Sollenberger. And Randy has a book out, just came out at the end of 2014, My Guardian Angel and Beating the Reaper, songs and stories about Forgottonia. So we'll find out all about that. Randy, we appreciate you stopping by our studios. Tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of background on your career up until getting to be an author, if you will.
Okay, sure. I grew up mainly in the Knox County, Henry County, Peoria County area. My grandma and grandpa grew up in Dehinda, and my mom as well. And so I graduated from Williamsfield High School, and I've lived in other small towns around the area. You know, Yates City, Galva, Bishop Hill, and around there. So. And I've always liked to write, and I always wanted to be a teacher. And so after my full-time teaching job was over, then I had the opportunity to write, since I was only teaching part-time then. And what I wanted to do initially was to write down stories about my life growing up so that my kids and my grandkids would have it, and they could see, you know, what the old guy was up to, you know, when he was a kid, and maybe some of the shenanigans that he pulled, and really what life was like, you know, growing up on a family farm and in a small community, and you know, also to give recognition to people, you know, around this area, and especially the area of Forgottonia, and because in my own kids who grew up here didn't know what Forgottonia mm-hmm. was. And so I think history is real important. And so I wanted to leave a little of that history. And as I was writing these stories, I started realizing, you know, how many really close calls I'd had in life. And so, you know, I've had people say, you know, oh, you're really lucky. And I thought, well, I guess I have been. And then some people say, well, there's no such thing as luck, you know. And I said, well, I've sure beaten the laws of probability, so mm-hmm. it must be something else. So I must have a guardian angel. And so I just leave that as a point of departure for discussion, you know. I mean, if there's some other factor, I'd be glad to hear what it is. But it sure seems like I've got a guardian angel. So mm-hmm. it's a lot of stories about those close calls I've had. Mm-hmm. And stories about, you know, my grandma and grandpa growing up, and you know, my mom and my dad, and stories about this area. And then I also started writing lyrics just at the suggestion of a friend. We were listening to a local musician's name is Dan Eilers, and he was playing the City of New Orleans. And, mm-hmm. and he said, wow, you know, the Illinois Zephyr, it should have its own song. And so, I mean, I had never written lyrics before, but I was able to come up with a song. And so then I started writing more and more songs. Like I wrote one that's called Round Bottom, which is about an area up. It's basically where Oak Run is mm-hmm. now, the land that was flooded for that, because that means a lot to the people that I grew up with. And so that's basically where I have been going with the book.
Well, I know if you pick up the book, if you read the book, it's a series of vignettes. It's not like chapter to chapter to chapter. It's the nice thing about it is you could open it up in the middle and right. just read some stories, or start at the end and go the opposite way. The end, of course, is a lot of the ones about the lyrics, the Illinois Zephyr you mentioned, Round Bottom you mentioned, something mm-hmm. stuck in my head about a chicken song, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was the
fried,
best chicken.
Fried
no, it was
chicken
best
boogie.
Fried chicken boogie. That's
right.
what it was, the fried chicken boogie that I'm thinking about. So, I mean, just a series of vignettes about your life and what you want to pass along. But tell our listeners who may not know what Forgottonia meant at the time, and you know, what's it relative to?
Okay, well, the area of Forgottonia is it's basically what was the military tract, which was given to soldiers of the War of 1812 for their service, and it's basically 16 counties between the Illinois River and the Mississippi River. And you know, as you know, we're pretty rural, and you know, raise you know a lot of corn and beans. And since the 1950s, there have been in Congress in the transportation bills money that was appropriated for highways like the Kansas City to Chicago Expressway, and that's been money has been in there since the 1950s. But other states are bigger and have, you know, more powerful senators than we have had, and so the money has gone to other states, and so we were left out of economic development, and a lot of it was because we didn't have bridges and highways. And even in 1970, Amtrak canceled the train, which was really a blow to Knox College, you know, Carl Sandburg, Western, Quincy University. I mean, and so we felt like we were kind of, you know, forgotten by the state and federal government. And so a guy from the area who was a college student and a theater student, which was, you know, pretty appropriate, he was in Vietnam, so he came home. And so he came up with really kind of a brilliant plan. And so he came up with the name Forgotonia. And he said, so what we're going to do is we're going to form our own state, and we're going to secede from the state of Illinois. And so and our capital is going to be a little tiny town. It's barely really even incorporated. It's called Fandon, Illinois. It's south of Colchester. And so then, you know, when the troops come in, you know, to put down the rebellion, you know, we're not going to fire a shot. We're going to surrender. And then just like the government always does, they're going to build up the people that they defeated. So we'll have our economic development. And it was brilliant. I mean, we got a lot of press about it. And, you know, people still toss around Forgotonia to this day. And it was just, it's just a really neat little story. And so I just wanted to sort of keep the name of Forgotonia alive. And because, like I say, people who grew up here, a lot of them don't even know about it. And, and I think they shouldn't forget Forgotonia.
And I think that rail service was restored, was it not?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The, you know, presidents of all of those colleges and universities and, you know, the teachers, the students, you know, everybody really worked hard, you know, to lobby the legislatures and Amtrak. And the mayor of Macomb, Tom Carper, he was a big factor in that. And so he is actually still on the board of Amtrak. He was the executive director of Amtrak for a few years. And so that really helped us, and that was really the beginning of our sort of comeback. And now, even though it's 40 years late, we do have the Chicago to Kansas City Expressway, except for the bypass around Macomb, and so we may be waiting a while yet on that. But we do have the four lanes, and you can take four lanes from Kansas City. You have to go through Macomb still, but you know, then you can get on 67 and go, you know, up to 34 and then 74 and 80 all the way to Chicago.
Yeah. What was the most difficult thing, if any, about writing your first book?
I had I guess it was, you know, maybe doing research to make sure I had all my facts right. Because, you know, I remembered what I remembered, but you know, and when you're going to write something that a lot of people will be reading, you know, you want to make sure that you've got the story straight. And so I spent a lot of time on Google and Wikipedia and you know, and of course talking to people too. So for example, the song Round Bottom, you know, I knew of it, you know, generally, because I had lived around Dehinda, I had lived actually in the place where the lake is now, and knew a little bit about it. So, but I talked to one of my former classmates, and I got the whole story from the beginning so that I could present it accurately historically. So that was the main thing. Doing research just to make sure that
childhood memories match the actual history.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're talking with Randy Sollenberger about My Guardian Angel and Beating the Reaper with Songs and Stories of Forgottonia. And you'll be at a couple of book signings coming up shortly here. Can you tell us about those, Randy?
Sure. This Saturday, March 21st, I'll be at Stone Alley Books from 1 to 3 p.m. And then on the next Saturday, March 28th, I'll be at the Galesburg Public Library, also from 1 to 3 p.m. Okay. And this is a little farther away, but then on March 7th, I'll be in Keokuk, Iowa, at their public library from 1 to 3 p.m. with another book signing as well. So
great. And people can get your books, I take it, at Stone Alley for starters.
They can get it at Stone Alley for starters. And, of course, I would encourage them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Here locally.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Support local business.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Randy Sollenberger, our guest here. The book is available and at Stone Alley and probably in Macomb as well.
In Macomb, Illinois, at Copperfield
okay.
Company Booksellers, yes.
Randy, appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Terry.
This is Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.